95.1 K-Frog, it's Pepper in for Kyle, who's going to be so mad that I'm filling in for him today while he fills in for Anthony, because the hotline just rang, and who's on the phone? None other than Brett Young. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you today?
I am fantastic, thanks. This has been a day full of surprises, all good ones. But Brett, you are playing the Forum this Friday, opening for Thomas Rhett. Before we get to that, you are getting married next month. How are things coming along with the planning?
How I wish she was here to answer that for you. from what I hear, it's going really well. But like you said, it's getting close, so it's kind of crunch time, and it's that time in the wedding planning period where like those unexpected things are starting to pop up. So we're doing everything we can to kind of maintain our sanity at this point.
Well, good. That's all you can hope for. Have you picked out what song you're gonna sing yet at the wedding?
Oh, don't stress me out. I still don't know. I've come a long ways. I do have like a list of possibilities at this point. So it's really just, I'm either going to write something that blows my mind between now and then, or I'm going to have to pick from this list. But at least I've got it narrowed down.
Good. That's definitely good. Now, your dad is a preacher. He won't be officiating the ceremony, but he's still going to have a really important role in it, right?
He is. You know, I think it's totally understandable that he wants to be the dad at his son's wedding. And so, what we've just asked him to do, I'm going to have one of my very close friends who's actually in my wedding kind of do the ceremony, the bulk of it. And then my dad's just going to come up and, kind of do the official part, the vows and the power vested in me, part of the ceremony so that it's legal.
Oh, so your friend didn't get ordained online for $39.99?
No, he didn't do that. And also, you know, we want it to be official and be through the church. So, selfishly, it means a lot to me that my dad has some hand in the ceremony.
Well, this is a super busy time for you because shortly after your wedding, you've got an album coming out. Are you even going to have time for a honeymoon?
We are going to squeeze one in. it's a little shorter than we wanted, so we're probably going to extend it and do the other half sometime early next year. But we think, you know, from everybody we talked to, it's important to just jump on a plane and get away somewhere, even if just for a few days after the wedding. So we're going to take a few days, and then, like I said, we'll probably finish it up in January at some point.
Very cool. The new album is called Ticket to L.A., and that's where you're going to be this Friday, playing the Forum, opening for Thomas Rhett. What can we expect from that show?
You know what? This is so exciting for me. I've been a Lakers fan my whole life, growing up in Southern California, and you know, I'm probably dating myself here because everybody thinks of Staples Center when they think of the Lakers, but my uncle used to bring me and my dad to Lakers games back in the Magic Johnson and Michael Cooper and you know, that era, James Worthy. And so the Forum, you know, previously the Great Western Forum, is a place that was, you know, I have such great memories of, you know, going to watch the Lakers. My first country concert was Garth Brooks there at the Forum. So it's going to be a really, really special night for me. And you know, we've got new music out. So, we're you know, the set at the Forum is going to have two of the new songs off the new record. So it's going to be a blast. I expect to see a lot of friends and family and just have a good time.
We are so looking forward to it. Additional tickets for that show have just been released at LiveNation.com. But we've got another chance to win them tomorrow morning at 6:50 with Scott and Kelly. Thank you so much, Brett Young.
Thank you, Pepper. Good to talk to you.
You too.